This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God won't allow you to stay where you are to do His work. In this series, we've been talking about clarity of our life's purpose. Sometimes we'll gain a greater sense of clarity about purpose after enduring a season of testing. Jesus spoke so definitively when he said, "I came to preach the good news to the poor and to heal the afflicted." This clarity came after he was tested in the desert by Satan. We also said that greater clarity helps us to see that our life's purpose is not about serving ourselves, but about being of service to others. In fact, when Jesus visited a town to fulfill his purpose, which was, of course, teaching and healing, the people of that town wanted him to stay with them always. And sometimes people can become so dependent on you, your sheer presence gives them a sense of security. So they pull on you to stay with them. And staying with someone isn't always physical. It can also mean staying with them at a certain educational or socioeconomic level, or sharing the same mindset, both mentally and spiritually. What I have learned is fulfilling our life's purpose is not confined to who and what we already know. Jesus' response to the people who wanted him to stay was simply that, "I must preach the good news in other places too, because this is why I was sent." So don't let 2019 be another year where you continue to stay somewhere and God is pulling you towards your miracle. So hold on to these words: "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." Psalm 37:23. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, go for your miracle.